In Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning in verse 1, we find the following prophecy. The word of the Lord came to me, Ezekiel writes. Mortal, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, ah, you shepherds of Israel who have been feeding yourselves. Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. You've not strengthened the weak, you've not healed the sick, you've not bound up the injured, you've not brought back the strayed. You have not sought the lost, but with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd. And scattered they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep were scattered. They wandered all over the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth with no one to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild animals, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, I am against the shepherds, and I will demand my sheep at their hand and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, so that they may not be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Churches have found that there is great benefit to gathering more than just God's sheep into the enclosure of the church, because God's sheep are not always the wealthiest or most skilled people on earth. The thing that distinguishes them as God's sheep is simply that they seek to obey Jesus. It's not because they're especially gifted or powerful or persuasive or charismatic, or that they've been successful in the world, or that they have much wealth. So if you really want a successful sheep pen, you have to think more like Walmart. How are we going to get all the customers? Because grocery customers are just some of the customers. How do we get all the customers? After all, if we have all the customers, we'll have more money and more power, and we can do more good for more people. So how do we get all this money? How do we fleece the Egyptians while still feeding the sheep of God? How do we do this? And we've been trying to do this very thing in the last 100 years here in the United States. We've decided that we'll send shepherds away to get the food, send them to colleges and seminaries, and then they'll come back, and they'll just tell us what we need to know. They won't feed us the whole meal of God. That would be hard to sell. But they will feed us a little bit. And the shepherds realized that this is what the people were doing, and they thought, oh, well, we'll just tell them the things that will get more people to come. It'll all be from the word, of course. You have a big plate to choose from. You have green beans, you have cabbage, you have steak, you have a little bit of sweetness like ice cream and some pastries on the side. We have a big, big plate to choose from. And you know what everybody will come for? Everybody will come for the candy. And then once we get them all in, we'll start a separate Bible study for the real sheep of God, and we'll teach them and feed them the best we can. Not stuff, of course, that would make them question our leadership, but enough so that they feel they're being fed. And then we'll give candy and dessert to everybody else to build this big sheep pen, and then we'll really get folks to God. This is what nations do, what kingdoms do, what businesses do, what cultures do, and sadly, what churches do. And it's not of God. One problem is when you do that, you necessarily have to change the food to keep the sheep pen growing. Walmart was just a local store when it began. It was really well respected, like Wegmans is here in central New York. But eventually it got so big, it had to change. Because in order to keep that clientele rolling, your whole mentality of who you are has to change. The church has fallen prey to this too. The reason so many Christians don't recognize the voice of God when they hear it in the scriptures any longer is that those of us who grew up in the church in the last 100 years or so have not been taught to eat from the full spread of God. We've been taught how to siphon out the bits and pieces that are easy for us to digest or are sweet to our tastes. And we've thought, well, that's enough. Some people come to appreciate dinner through dessert. No, they don't. But that's how we act, as though the spiritual life of the church can really be fed with junk food. And we hope that eventually, by feeding folks enough junk food, they'll eventually acquire a taste for green beans. Does it work? No, it doesn't. The attendance in gathered worshiping communities in the West, in Europe and America, is decreasing. It's been decreasing for a very, very long time. And even though in some places there are spurts where a church becomes mega, the overall trend is down, down, down in the West. And some of that's because unhelpful shepherds took over the people of God and fleeced them for their own benefit. That's true. That's one of the reasons that some of this is happening. But the real reason I think that most of this decline has happened is not because of corrupt shepherds. The real sheep of God know that pastors and leaders are not to be confused or conflated with Jesus. Therefore, the failure of a shepherd says nothing about Jesus. It says something about that shepherd. The real people of God know that. But there are a lot of people who gather in Christian communities for reasons other than God. And so they leave the church when they're not getting what they want out of it. Their leaving has nothing to do with the Word of God. It has to do with all the other reasons that they came to this particular enclosure to begin with. And we're witnessing now society as a whole coming to the realization that the church is not the best source to get what most people want. Studies have been published which look at attendance trends since the 70s, and the decline has been steady. But the decline is increasing. In the last 10 years, it's like we fell off a cliff. Some of that is the church's fault, and when that's true, the church should repent. If we're full of the kinds of leaders Ezekiel described, God's sheep will leave, and they should leave. If the leaders are not feeding them the whole counsel of God, they should get out. And some of that is certainly happening. But I think what's also happening is a sifting of the wheat from the tares. There are a lot of people leaving Christian communities because they were never really hungry for God. They were hungry for other things, and when those other things fell by the wayside, the people fell with them. Most people don't leave a church nowadays to go to another church. They just stop going altogether. And I'm not trying to equate the church with Jesus. Don't hear me wrong. Churches are not Jesus. But it is Jesus who told us that it's not good for the human to be alone. It's Jesus who told us that we need to gather and that we need at least two or three families gathering together. And the Apostle Paul teaches consistently that true Christian life can only be lived out in community. And the writer of the book of Hebrews instructs us not to give up gathering together as some are in the habit of doing, but all the more to encourage one another as we see the day approaching. These are the teachings of the scriptures. For instance, it's very hard to be patient when you're alone on your own. All the fruit of the Spirit are corporate fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. So those who really have followed God have recognized that this is a necessary part of the Christian life. It's not the foundation of it. Jesus is the foundation of the Christian life, and relationship with God is the goal. And Christians must be willing to be solitary and alone if that's what it takes to follow Jesus. But Jesus always does gather a flock. He doesn't simply gather an individual sheep. He always gathers a flock. And so Christians know that this is part of what it means to follow Jesus. But what's most distressing is that when we do exit interviews and we hear why people leave Christian communities, it's mostly about friendship failures, conflict, or a lack of amenities or support structures for people who want more. This tells us these people are not God's sheep, because God's sheep are hungry for God.